life? Have you had anything like this where you felt yourself to be heaven-handled? Where the Holy Spirit has laid heavy hands upon you? If you have you responded? Have you arose and left your yoke of oxen? Left your boat and your nets and your father Zebedee and your fishing industry? Left the slapping waves of the Sea of Galilee on side the boat? Left the salt spray in the night air as you've gone out to fish and followed Jesus? This is your moment tonight if you haven't. You're again at a crossroads. I repeat, it's now 8 o'clock by my watch. For some destiny-settling decision in somebody's life, God prescribed this hour. He wants you to come to grips with Jesus. Would you let Him have His way in your life? I'm going to ask you just to quietly stand and bow your heads and close your eyes. And the choir is going to sing again our hymn of invitation. And as the Holy Spirit speaks just now, Jesus comes striding through this place by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He extends a hand to touch you in your inner life. And you must decide whether you'll just go your way unmoved, unsurrendered, unyielded, or you'll just open and yield your life to Jesus Christ. We want to ask you to do that. To open up to Him, expose your life to Him, trust Him to come into you, trust Him as your Savior and Master and Lord, and then let Him have His way in you. The choir sings, you come and do what God puts in your heart to do. The prayer rail is open for anybody who would like to come and pray. Come and share with me the decision you make that seals things between you and Christ, and share it with these people as God leads. But let Him have His way with you just now, and come. The choir sings, you come.